ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 47 एंटाइटल्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी। We'll be reading today from text number 36 to text 40. So there are 5 verses. So first we'll read text 36. Mayavesya manah kritsnam vimukta shesha vritti bhi vrittiyat anusmarantyo mam nityam अचिरान् मामुपैष्यथ। मय्यावेश्य मनः कृत्स्नम् विमुक्ताशेषवृत्ति यत् अनुस्मरन्त्यो माम् नित्यम् अचिरान् मामुपैष्यथ। मय्यावेश्य मनः कृत्स्नम् विमुक्ताशेषवृत्ति यत् अनुस्मरन्त्यो माम् नित्यम् अचिरान् मामुपैष्यथ। मुक्ताशेषवृत्ति यत् अनुस्मरन्त्यो माम् नित्यम् अचिरान् माम् उपैष्यथ। मनः कृत्स्नम् उपाशेषवृत्ति वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग मई इन मी आवेश्य absorbing manaha your minds kritsnam entire vimukta having given up ashesha all vritti its material functions yat because anusmarantyah remembering, mam, me, nityam, constantly, achirat, soon, mam, me, upaisyatha, you will obtain. Translation. Because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagement, you remember me always. And so you will very soon have me again in your presence. Text 37. Yamaya kridata ratryam vanesmin vraja asthita alabdha rasa kalyanyo mapur mad virya chintaya. Although some gopis had to remain in the cowherd village and so could not join the ras dance to sport with me at night in the forest, they were nonetheless fortunate. Indeed, they attained me by thinking of my potent pastimes. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam priyatma dhishtam akarnya vrajayoshitah ta uchur uddhavam pritas tad sandeshagata smritihi. Shukdev Goswami said, the women of Vraj were pleased to hear this message from their dearmost Krishna. His words having revived their memory, they addressed Uddhav as follows. Text 39. Gopya uchuhu dishthyahito hatah kamso yadunam sanugo ghakrit dishtyatir labdhasam sarvarthai kushalyaste chitodhuna. Translation. The gopis said, it is very good that Kamsa, the enemy and persecutor of the Yadus, has now been killed, along with his followers. And it is also very good that Lord Achyuta is living happily in the company of his well-wishing friends and relatives, whose every desire is now fulfilled. Text 40. Kachidgadagrajah saumya karoti parayoshitam pritim nah snigdha Savrida Hasodare Kshanarchitaha. Translation and purport. Gentle Uddhav, is the elder brother of Gada now bestowing on the city women the pleasure that actually belongs to us? We suppose those ladies worship him with generous glances full of affectionate, shy smiles. Purport. The name Gadagraj indicates Krishna, the elder brother Agraj of Gada, the first son of Devarakshita. She was a sister of Devaki's who was also married to Vasudev. The gopis, by addressing Krishna in this way, indicate that he now thinks of himself mostly as the son of Devaki, the implication being that his connection with Vrindavan has now slackened. Because of intense love, the gopis could not stop thinking of Krishna for a moment. Umagyanti mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupaha kadamahiyam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalit Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostade Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagement, you remember me always, and so you will very soon have me again in your presence. Hare Krishna. So, we continue the discussion from Srimad Bhagavatam of the song of the bee and how Krishna was... Krishna deputed Uddhava as a messenger to go to Vrindavan to communicate his message which he sent and which we are reading now. So this verse and next another verse, they are the actual message which Krishna gave to Uddhava for the Brajvasis. So this is a very exalted topic, and in fact even I can see the audience is also very exalted. And so I feel really humbled and also nervous to speak on this subject matter, because I do not have any qualification, but still we'll try to do some justice for our purification. Recently I was speaking to one of the sitting judges in High Court of Bombay, and while discussion, so he was inquiring about Srimad Bhagavatam. So generally many people in India, they know about Bhagavad Gita and they refer Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat alike. Everything is Bhagavat. So Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat. So he also did not have, you know, very clear understanding. He had some, but he wanted to know more. So then I was explaining that how this is Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration of the, you know, different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his activities. And it's basically a discussion between Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, which was triggered by the question raised by Parikshit Maharaj. And in answer, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, of 12 cantos, we hear 18,000 verses are also there. So, you know, this whole Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a series of many discussions between great personalities, and as well as some, you know, apparently not so great personalities, but the whole discussion is about a great subject matter, and that is about Krishna. So here also, you know, we have the opportunity to speak, although we do not have any qualification. So we see, so when we were discussing, so, you know, the point came that how a major part of our life actually goes in asking questions and hearing. And in fact, for anything that we have to do, the first thing is a meeting, a discussion. And in that, so much deliberation goes on, and then the action takes place. And in fact, what to say, you know, the whole education system is such that 15 years, every one of us just go through the process of hearing, even though we don't want to. But we have to hear. So the importance of hearing is so much emphasized. And in fact, you know, what to speak of education, even in the courts, there is indefinite hearing always, and we don't know when the order is going to come. So, you know, there is so much of hearing, questions, answers which are raised. But what is the most worthy topic or subject matter for hearing? So the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the narration by Shukadeva Goswami, starts with congratulation to Parikshit Maharaj, and he says in the second canto, the first chapter, the very first verse, he says, वर्यानेशते प्रश्न कृतो लोक हितम नृप आत्मवित सम्मतः पुंस श्रोतव्यादिषु यह पर दैट उपरीक्षित महाराज योर क्वेश्चन इज वेरी ग्लोरियस बिकॉज इट इज बेनिफिशियल टू ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल द आंसर टू दिस क्वेश्चन इज प्राइम सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉर हियरिंग एंड इज बीन अप्रूव्ड बाय ऑल ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट सो इन फैक्ट इन वन ऑफ द lectures Prabhupada speaks that you know how everyone not just human beings even all living entities they are also in the process of you know questions and answers early in the morning the birds start chirping so they are asking question where to find food today like that so he is explaining in that lecture so in the purport Prabhupada says that simply by the process of questions and hearing one can actually attain the perfection the perfectional stage of life and we see that even you know if we analyze our whole day then there are so many questions that we keep asking mostly ourselves and also others so what am I supposed to do now what should I do now what is the menu today what is the news right what is the political situation what is the budget what is in store for me what's coming so many questions and people are so much absorbed in this questioning that if they don't have any question then there is always one question what's up what are you doing what are you going to do and then that itself has so many a big absorption in fact a person can be absorbed the whole day in just that WhatsApp so Sukhdev Goswami while answering he states that shrotavyadini rajendra nidam santi sahasrasha apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedhinam he says that those persons who are materially engrossed being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth have many subject matters for discussion and for you know in human form in this human society right and then he describes that what is the you know irony of people who are absorbed in material affairs and then he concludes that what is the solution to this you know problem that everyone goes through so it is not just he speaks not just those who are materially engrossed only about the householders that could actually apply to anyone in fact even those who are in spiritual life in so called renounced life if they are not absorbed in the subject matter of Krishna So he says, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagwan Ishwaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartasyaschet Atmayam So, O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead who is the super soul, the controller and savior from all miseries so basically this is the subject matter for Srimad Bhagavatam that somehow or the other we have to get rid of the miserable condition that we are in and the only solution is that when we engage the process of hearing and speaking in the subject matter of the Lord and that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is and different at different times different personalities they are actually discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam the topics of Krishna in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and here presently where we are in this verse in this chapter we see that these five verses actually they are spoken by different personalities again in the first two verses the verse number 36 37 they are spoken by Uddhav to the gopis transmitting the message of Krishna and verse number 38 speaks about you know how Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj what is the reaction of the gopis when they get the message of Krishna? And then from verse number 39 till 52, gopis speak to Uddhav different things they are experience. So here in this chapter, verse number 29 to 37 exactly is the nine verses where Krishna is giving the message to the gopis. And if we see the verse number 29 and 30, Krishna is speaking to the gopis, trying to give them the knowledge of his impersonal, all-pervasive aspect. And, we see from the verses, he says that just like, the entire creation is, made up of these eight elements, and nothing is separate from each other. Similarly, they are all my energies, and therefore, I am not separate from anyone. Like that. And then, verse number 31-32, he says that, this knowledge, when it arises, it can, clear the illusion and the consequent lamentation that a person has. So, of course, many exalted speakers have already discussed all these verses. I am just summarizing. Because today the message of Krishna is just, concluding. And then, in verse number 33, Lord Krishna speaks that, how the ultimate goal of all the different processes, Sankhya, Yoga, everything, sacrifices, he says is culminating in this knowledge, that one should come to the point of knowledge. And then, in the verse 34 and 35, he says, the actual reason why I left is so that I can, intensify your remembering about me. So although you are always thinking of me, but because I wanted to intensify your meditation, so that's why I have left you. And he gives the example, the last verse that was read on Sunday. He gives the example that how a lover, when they are together, yes, definitely they love each other, but when they are separated, the love grows more fonder, like that. And then in today's verse, Lord Krishna is speaking that, how, giving them the message, that because your minds are totally absorbed in me and free from all other engagement, you remember me always. And so you will very soon have me again in your presence. So he's giving assurance. He's saying that, how, the first thing is that your minds are always absorbed in me. And the concomitant factor is that it is free from all other engagements. The mind is totally focused on me. And the result will be that you will soon see me again in your presence. And he uses the words, the verse starts, opens with the verse, Maya Veshya Manah Krishnam. So, I was trying to see, how Krishna is speaking very same things other places also in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, just wanted to get some, more understanding of how Krishna is pushing all of us to actually remembering him. So in Bhagavad Gita, he describes the process of Dhyana Yoga or meditation on his form in chapter 6. And he describes the whole process that how one should, prepare himself for meditation, purify himself, do austerity, and then he can meditate. And then he concludes that of all the yogis, one who is always absorbed in him, he is the best yogi. And immediately in the next chapter, the first verse, it starts with this, that Maya Asakta Manah Partha. So with mind actually attached, he says, so one, by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me. So if you practice like this, then you can know me in full. So he emphasizes that, you know, while we are, whatever we are doing, while especially when we are trying to progress in spiritual life, we should try that our mind is attached to the Lord. So he says, by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, then you can know me in full. And one may say that, okay, if we are always thinking of Krishna, then what about our activities? What will happen? So the process of Krishna consciousness is not impractical, but it is very, very practical. In the 8th chapter, he says, and he kind of, you know, coax Arjun. He says that tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmari yudhyacha mayarpita mabuddhir mame vaishyatya samshaya. So he says to Arjun, therefore you should always think of me in the form of Krishna, at the same time carry out your prescribed duties of fighting with your activities dedicated to me, and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. So he is saying that the process of Krishna consciousness is not impractical, that you sit in one corner and just think about Krishna and do nothing. In fact, if we analyze, the process of Krishna consciousness is very practical, and the process of sense enjoyment is impractical. Because if we analyze the current trend now, people are absorbed in so many things and they actually become useless, do nothing. And even the materialistic people, they realize that. And I was just speaking yesterday to someone on, you know, how there are so much technology is there and the ill effects, and so many people also realize that, and these same people are also making some, you know, videos to show that, you know, how this technology is very dangerous. So we see that if you have traveled in train or any time, you know, even if you just go around, you see people, they are absorbed in their smartphones, but they actually become dumb. They don't know who is sitting in besides them in the train or even in home or in their public places. They are totally absorbed, and the result of that absorption is that they don't do anything. And a very big problem for corporates is this social media. And many corporates, they have also banned these sites in the offices, because the employee is so much absorbed in that, he does not do anything. So this is an impractical process. Right? He just becomes, previously they would say that, you know, television, idiot box, you know, but then we have, you know, everyone has that higher version of television in their hands. And people used to play previously, but now they prefer just watching it. And they don't play. So they are physically, they are gone, mentally they are gone, and actually become like zombies. Don't understand anything. So if something has to be told to them for their understanding, it has to also go through the same media. So we have to adapt ourselves by sitting in these things and, you know, make some videos and show to them so that they will understand. But practically when we speak, they don't understand, because the process is lost. So Krishna here is telling him, telling Arjun, that be engaged in your prescribed duty of fighting while dedicating your activities, your mind and intelligence to me. And talking about gopis, we see that they never heard Bhagavad Gita, but they are practically doing this. They are engaged in so many activities of household. They were not solitary mendicants meditating in some corner, but they were in thick of all the household activities that any woman has to do. And to, you know, give example of that, of their absorption, our Acharya Bilwa Mangal Thakur, also known as Leela Shuk, that he narrates all the different pastimes of the Lord. So he says in his Govinda Damodar Stotra, one of the, there are so many verses actually, 72 verses, but one verse I'll just speak, you know. Ulukhale sambhrita tandulamscha sanghatyayanto mushalai pramugdha gayanti gopyo janitanuraga Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So he says that their grinding mortars are full of grains, but the gopis, their minds are so much overcome by the thought of Krishna that while they are using their pestle to hit the grain, they are chanting Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So their activities are not stopped, but their mind is engaged. Their hands are busy serving the Lord, and their minds are engaged in remembering the Lord. And to demonstrate, actually to glorify this consciousness, we see that while describing the, or explaining the process of devotional service to Devahuti, his mother, Lord Kapila, he describes in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the chapter 29th, he says, Tasman mai arpita shesha kuryarthatma nirantaraha mai arpita manah pumso mai sanyast karmanaha na pashyami pumsam bhuyam bhuyam akartu samadarshanat. He says, therefore I do not find a greater person than he who has no interest outside of mine, and who therefore engages and dedicates all his activities and all his life, everything unto me without cessation. So, the practical example of this verse is the gopis, that they do not have any other interest outside of Krishna. They are totally absorbed in Krishna. Mai arpita manah. Therefore, he says, I do not find anyone greater than them. Na pashyami pumsam bhuya. Na pashyami param bhuya. That I do not find anyone greater than this kind of person. Why? Because akartu samadarshanat. He is fully absorbed. In fact, he does not have any separate interest than mine. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the words samadarshanat, they are very significant, because the devotee no longer has any separate interest from the interest of the Lord. And while speaking about the devotees, Lord Kapila, he is comparing them to all the different kinds of transcendentalists, the karma yogis, jnana yogis, and he says that of all these different transcendentalists, this kind of devotee who is fully absorbed in me, he is the best. So, you know, now talking about Uddhavji, Uddhav is also a very exalted personality. And in fact, in the previous classes, much has been spoken about Uddhav, that he is such a great personality, so close to the Lord, so intimate friend of the Lord, that he is even in his appearance like Krishna. And he was so learned, he was direct disciple of Brihaspati, who is the teacher of all the demigods. And because he was such a great personality, had so much deep, you know, understanding, but it was all on the level of gyan or knowledge. And Krishna wanted that Uddhav, who is always around Krishna, that he should also now elevate himself from the platform of gyan to platform of bhakti. So what Kapil Dev, he is speaking here that of all the different kinds of personalities, transcendentalists, the best is one who is Mai Arpita Manah Pumso, who has completely dedicated his mind to me. And Mai Sanyasta Karmana, and he gives up all other activities but only engages in my service. So he is using the word Sanyasta. Generally, a person who starts on the path of knowledge or jnana, the first qualification is that he should be a sannyasi, that he gives up all other material attachments. So Krishna wanted Uddhava to know that there is a different class of sannyasis that you should see. And that's why he sends Uddhava to Vrindavan. So it is described that there are so many reasons why Lord Krishna sent. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Lord is so expert that with one activity he accomplishes many tasks. So when he sends Uddhava to Vrindavan, the apparent reason is to give solace to all the Brajvasis, and that's a fact. He wanted to give solace to all the Brajvasis, especially Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all his Gopa friends, and especially the Gopis. Another reason why he went, why he sent Uddhava, was he saw that Uddhava ji has some kind of, you know, we can't say material pride, but some kind of, you know, that he is so knowledgeable. And that would be very natural if you are a disciple of Brihaspati, then you are something special. So he wanted that, you know, in fact Lord Krishna says that he does not tolerate the pride in anyone. In fact, in the Ras Pancham Adhyaya, he sees that there is some kind of pride in the gopis. So to, you know, subdue that pride, he disappears from their midst. So Krishna is that kind of God who does not tolerate any imperfection in his followers. So he is perfect and he wants every one of his followers to be perfect. So does not tolerate pride in anyone. So to destroy the pride of so-called learning in Uddhava. And he also wanted to demonstrate, as has been read in earlier purports, the exalted devotion of the gopis. That why their love is considered as the highest, because they are so much absorbed in the Lord always. Their absorption. So, unless Uddhavji goes there, he will not be able to witness that. And the fourth reason is also to give him appreciation of Vrindavan Dham, which is Lord Krishna's own personal abode. In fact, it is said that Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gachati, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So such is the exalted abode of the Lord. But you know, what would be the reason for a person staying in Mathura, Uddhavji, to go to Vrindavan? There was no apparent reason, because Krishna was here now. So there was no reason for him to go there. And if he does not go, then he will not understand the supreme, super excellent position of the dham. So he sends him to see, you know, what is the super excellent position of Vrindavan dham, and especially all the residents of Vrindavan. And another reason is that while in Mathura, Krishna was always surrounded by aristocracy. And so much of opulence, in midst of all intrigues, politics, fighting. But Krishna, naturally, he is a coward boy, and his mind is always absorbed in Vrindavan and his pastimes there. But he is alone in Mathura, so whom he can reciprocate with? The closest of his friends is a jnani, who will never understand what is happening to him. So he also wanted Uddhav to have a, you know, updated version of his devotion. That update, so that when he has appreciation of, you know, the mellows of Vrindavan, especially the Madhurya, then it will be easy for Lord Krishna to be himself without being misunderstood. So Uddhav is always there, so you will understand, you know, what's happening to the Lord. So to allow, you know, the devotion of Uddhav to mature to the level of the spontaneous devotion of Vrindavan. So in fact we see that, you know, in the Uddhav Gita, Lord Krishna speaks to Uddhav, and he also, you know, emphasizes this point when he says that mayarpita mana sabhya nirapeksha sarvatha mayatmana sukham yattat ishtasyatmanam. So he says kutasyad vishayatmanam, sorry. So he says that, O learned Uddhav, those who fix their consciousness on me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot possibly be experienced by those engaged in sense gratification. So in the purport, you know, it is said that the actual purport of the Vedic knowledge is revealed in this verse. So those who are always absorbed in the Lord, they enjoy with the Lord. And their happiness cannot be understood by those who are engaged in sense enjoyment. And, you know, to this verse, Sridhar Swami gives a comment, and he says that the happiness which is spoken of here is the spiritual happiness which is experienced through spiritual body in association with the supreme transcendental form of the Lord. And such happiness is not understood by those who are not inclined towards the Lord, but who are absorbed in sense enjoyment. And we see that, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, Lord Krishna sent Uddhav was to witness that how the gopis are actually absorbed in the Lord, absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And although apparently Krishna is not with them, but still they are experiencing transcendental happiness, which is described in this verse. So we see that, you know, what is the level of absorption is also described by Bilvamangal Thakur in one of the verses. He says that vikretu kama kilagopakanya murari padarpita chitta vritti dadhyadikam mohavashadavochad govind damodar madhaveti. That, you know, these gopis, they are cowherd women, and they are going to, you know, with all their wares, all, you know, the milk, curd and butter to sell. And while they go out for selling, but their absorption, their mind is so much absorbed in thoughts of the Lord, that instead of calling out, here is milk or curd, they just call out, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So, if Uddhav ji does not go to Vrindavan, how will he understand? How will he witness this absorption of the gopis? And we see that, although apparently they were in so much separation, but, you know, internally they were actually always experiencing the Lord. And for that reason, gopis, they were experiencing transcendental satisfaction, and they were satisfied being what they were, where they were. They were not interested in exchanging their position. Although they are separated from the Lord, but they are still engaged in all the activities that they are doing, because their mind is absorbed in the Lord. And that's why they were satisfied continuing their activities. We see nowadays, you know, so many people in the villages, they don't want to live in villages because they think of some higher prospect and they migrate to cities. if gopis wanted, they could also have migrated, because as was discussed in one of the earlier classes, Vrindavan is not very far from Mathura. But Vrindavan is the place where remembrance of Krishna was very conducive to them. So much so that they did not even want to go in presence of the Lord to Mathura. But they were satisfied staying in Vrindavan. So, you know, that was the best thing that they could think of, that remain in Vrindavan in a simple life, but always think about the Lord. And, you know, because that was the kind of their devotion, they did not want to exchange anything for that. And which, you know, Krishna speaks to Uddhav ji again in Uddhav Gita, that those devotees who are absorbed in me, they don't want, they do not aspire anything. He says, na parameshtyam, na mahendra dhishnyam, na sarvabhauma, na sarasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va, mayarpitat me chati madvinanyat. One who has fixed his consciousness on me desires neither the position or abode of Lord Brahma or Indra, nor an empire on earth, nor sovereignty in lower planetary systems, nor the eightfold perfections of yoga, nor liberation from birth and death. Such a person desires me alone. And in the purport, in one of the earlier purports, while, you know, commenting on this chapter in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada says that in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and other books, Srila Prabhupada has elaborately explained that the reason Lord Krishna separated himself from the gopis was to intensify their love for him. And as Uddhava noted, to bless other devotees by revealing to them the intensity of the gopis' love. In fact, Lord was spiritually present with the gopis since they are his eternal associates. So, although it may seem that they were separated, but Krishna was always present with them. And we see that to confirm this thing, Lord Krishna speaks in the next verse, in verse number 37, that although some gopis had to remain in the cowherd village and so could not join the rasa dance to sport with me at night in the forest, they were nonetheless fortunate indeed. Indeed, they attained me thinking of my potent pastimes. So, you know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that although they could not go, but because of their intense remembrance of the Lord, Lord Himself was present with them in their homes, and they could experience the presence of the Lord, and therefore they were not separate. And when Uddhavji concludes the message of the Lord with this verse, then Shukdev Goswami says, what was the reaction of the gopis? Shukdev Goswami said, the women of Vraja were pleased to hear this message from their dearmost Krishna. His words having revived their memory, they addressed Uddhav as follows. So, you know, Krishna started his message on an impersonal note, but then he ended the message on a very personal note, saying that, you know, many gopis could not come because they were restricted, but still they actually experienced my presence. So similarly, you know, you will also attain me because of your remembrance. And this revived the memories of the gopis. So those gopis who were actually in rasa dance, they remembered the rasa dance and the association of the Lord. And those who could not, they remembered this experience, what is described by the Lord here. And therefore, they all became very happy. And then they addressed Uddhav, it is very good that Kamsa, the enemy and persecutor of Yadus, has now been killed, along with his followers. It is also very good that Lord Achyuta is living happily in the company of his well-wishing friends and relatives, whose every desire is now fulfilled. So, apparently, you know, the gopis are absorbed in so much thought of the Lord. If a person who does not understand, their internal mood, he would actually think of them as some crazy woman, that, you know, taking the pot of milk and shouting Krishna Krishna instead of, you know, milk. So although they were apparently absorbed in this kind of ecstasies, but they were also aware of what's going on. So they acknowledged the fact that, you know, Kamsa has been killed, the political situation has changed for the Yadus and Vrishnis, and now they are happy because Krishna is pleasing them by their company, by his company. And we see that when they are speaking that, you know, the friends and relatives of Krishna are now happy, all their desires fulfilled, they are also addressing this to Uddhav, because he is also one of the Yadus and Vrishnis. So the first words that they speak is to comfort Uddhav also, that, you know, we know that, you know, Kamsa is killed and you are also very happy. And then in the next verse they say that, O gentle Uddhav, is the elder brother of Gada now bestowing on the city women the pleasure that actually belongs to us? We suppose those ladies worship him with generous glances full of affectionate shy smiles. Here in this verse, apparently, you know, in the commentary, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that they were displaying some element of jealousy, that, you know, that which was belonging to us is now, you know, being experienced by the women in Mathura. But they are not angry with that. You know, they are feeling that, you know, what we should be experiencing, now it is being experienced by others. So there is difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is, oh, it should have been with me, but, you know, now it is with other. But envy is, if I don't have, others should also not have. They were not envious. They were feeling a little jealousy, which in the earlier verses of different vikaras of ecstasy, it has been described and commented by Rupa Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So, you know, the point is that although they were in this position of separation from the Lord, but they were so much completely in love with the Lord without any selfish motives, that even in their great disappointment, they never thought of giving their love to someone else. But they always were, throughout their life, dedicated to the Lord himself. Although apparently, you know, the Lord gave him so much of distress by separation. So, you know, the purpose why Krishna does what he does in the lives of devotees, he is explaining here in a very clear terms, that it is just to increase our attachment to the Lord. In fact, you know, this is one of the very important lessons that all the aspiring devotees of Lord Krishna should learn. I remember some time back, many years back actually, Shyamanand Prabhu, in one of his classes, he was telling that how one person, he would come to the temple very regularly, and then suddenly for some time he was not visible. And then again, after some time, Shyamanand Prabhu saw him. So he asked, "Are, where are you?" So he says, "Oh, I go to Babulnath." "No, why?" So he said, "Kaam karta hai." So when he was coming here to Radha Gopinath, he had some material motives, but he saw that they are not being fulfilled. So he switched. He went to Babulnath. And he expressed very frankly that, you know, whatever I wanted, I am getting it. So the point is that even if Lord does not fulfill our desires, which are having material tinge, it is better to be attached to Krishna, because even if the material desires are fulfilled, the so-called pleasure is only for maybe 20 years, 30 years, if we still remain young. But, you know, what promise we are getting, as Krishna is saying, that you will again attain me in your presence, if you just are attached to me like this, is eternal. That is, after getting, you know, free from the cycle of birth and death, then the pleasure is eternal. So choice is ours. So if you know, in fact, Sukhdev Goswami has said and has given this assurance that anyone with faith who hears about the topmost quality and the love of the gopis with Krishna, then it is guaranteed that all his calm which is there inside will be destroyed and he will attain the pure love of Krishna. So with this hope, we pray to Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha that one day we may be able to get this kind of attachment to the Lord and get perfection of our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So time is up. I am sorry. I exceeded 5 minutes. So thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.